Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
And back in L.A., getting into some shenanigans with Miss Janet Elizabeth.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm so happy to be back. We didn't get enough done last time.
No, I felt like it was going to be like a part two, three, four. You know, like we'll just make this a thing again.
I think I'm back.
Yeah, she's back. So, and I'm back from New York. I just got back today. I'm absolutely exhausted.
You looked so good on Watch What Happens Live.
Thanks.
I loved your outfit.
I can't believe it was last night.
You had a really good tan. Did you get a spray tan in New York?
No. So I just got, oh my God, I don't even know what it is. It's in my bag. This new product. I stopped by a PR agency called Allison Broad. Broad? B-R-O-D. However you say that. Okay. Allison Broad. Whatever. And they hooked me and my sister up with so many different cosmetic brands.
So you do that
brands.
Yourself?
They had emailed me.
But, like, you rubbed that on yourself?
Oh, no, my sister did it for
me. Oh, but still, like, it's like an at-home
product.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's not like a spray
tan.
Yeah,
she just sprayed it and then put it on my legs for, like, a shimmer.
It looked really good.
Yeah, I got so many amazing products from, like, Charlotte Tilbury, Makeup by Mario.
It looked good.
Yeah, it was, like,
I loved it. You guys, like, dove into it. We need to, like, get in to Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. Okay, this was the first time, like, I actually felt nervous. And I haven't felt that way in a while, but I just didn't feel like myself on this trip. Like, it was my first time away from summer.
I know. I kept seeing, like, all of your FaceTimes and everything, and I was like, aw, like.
I just felt so off. I cried a few times.
Aw.
It just, like, I knew she was in, obviously, the best hands.
Yeah.
Like, she was with Brock. My mom was here to help during the day. And, you know, the employee.
We need to get into that.
Oh, my God.
I have some thoughts about this.
There's so much to get into. Where do we begin?
Can I start with a fun, happy story?
Oh, yeah. You're engaged.
I got engaged.
You weren't engaged when you were here last time.
Yeah, like Brett Kenyon said it, you only get engaged twice.
Yes. If you're us.
Jason and I got engaged like three weeks ago.
It was after you got back from Paris. Because we were thinking it would maybe happen in Paris.
No, Jason told me before we left, he was like, enjoy the vacation. Don't have your hopes up. I don't want you to be disappointed if it doesn't happen there. So when we got back, he also lied to me, and I learned that he's a really good liar, which now I'm on to him for. I'm like, oh, you fooled me good. Like, now I know if you need to lie about something, you might get away with it. But he told me when we got back, he was like, we went and looked at rings together and had one made. And he was like, you know, your ring, because we had it made, is going to take another couple weeks. So, like, don't expect it, like, anytime soon. So I was thinking, like, Halloween weekend or, like, sometime around then. And then we were in Paris for, like, 2 weeks. So when we got back, we were waking up at, like, 5 a.m. every day. Like, I would go to check my phone, and I'd be like, play Candy Crush, check all my like Instagram, like all my apps. And then I would be bored and I would look and I'd see Jason looking at his phone and I'd be like, are you up? I'm so bored. Like, please talk to me. And he'd be like, we really need to sleep in. We really need to like sleep until like at least six. Like it's like 4 or 5 in the morning. Like we're waking up way too early and then falling asleep like at dinner. So he was like, no, we can't be waking up this early. And like Thursday before the weekend we got engaged, he was like, there's this, oh my God, I'm also learning that I don't say the word bagel correctly.
Bagel.
Bagel.
It's a bagel. Yeah.
Bagel. Okay. Everyone, every time I tell this engagement story, everyone focuses on the fact that I say bagel weird.
Yeah, it's bagel.
Bagel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bagel.
Whatever. So he was like, on Thursday, he was like, since we've been waking up so early, there's this place called Hank's Bagels, however the fuck you say it, that we love, but they sell out of like the good ones pretty early. Uh-huh. So you have to get there like first thing in the morning. And Thursday he was like, ooh, since we've been waking up so early on Saturday, I'll go get us breakfast and I'll bring it home. And I was like, yes, perfect. Love that. He's like, I'll get there when it opens. So Saturday he woke up, we woke up at like 5:45. And he was like, I'm going to go get breakfast like as soon as it opens. I keep saying breakfast because I'm literally insecure about the way I say bagels now. So he's like, I'm going to go get us breakfast. And normally I would just let him go and I would like lay in bed. Mm-hmm. And because I was so wide awake and he was leaving at like 7, I'd been up for like an hour. I was like, oh, I'll come with you. And he was like, no, you relax in bed. Like have a great time. And I was like, oh, okay. And also I sleep topless. I just sleep in like my granny panties.
Yeah. Oh, I miss being able to sleep topless. Now I just leak.
Oh, that's
like my whole pregnancy. I just slept naked.
Yeah.
And I would always like post photos in the morning of like Salem on my head. And one of my friends messaged me and she's like, okay, can I ask, like, do you just not sleep in clothes?
Yeah.
And I
was like, it's the most comfortable
way. No, I don't.
Granny panties, nothing else.
Yeah. But now I have to.
Now you wake up with ink spots everywhere. So right before he left, he like gave me his t-shirt, which I love sleeping in his or like wearing his shirts after he does because they smell like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's cute. Now I realize it's because he knew when he came back, someone was going to be filming and I couldn't have my nipples out.
Oh.
So he gave me his t-shirt and he left to go get breakfast and he came back and he like came in the room and was like brought the breakfast to bed. And he was like, Janet, like, I love you, and was being sweet. And I'm like on my phone. I'm like, uh-huh.
Cool, give me the bagel.
And I was, like, kind of, like, looking up at him, and I was, like, I'm not going to eat this in bed. I'm going to get seeds everywhere. Like, I order an everything bagel. Like, it's, I'm not going to. And then he's, like, being really sweet, and I'm, like, why are you being nice to me right now? I was, like, are you trying to have sex? Like, what's, why are you being so sweet? And then he starts saying all this stuff, and then I see Courtney Berman, our friend, right outside of our bedroom door filming. And I told Jason, I was like, I want our engagement like on, or a proposal like on film so that we can show our babies one day. And so when I saw her filming, I realized what was happening. I like put my phone away and I looked at him and he's saying all this sweet stuff. And I'm like, oh, he's proposing.
Oh, it's happening right now.
It's all happening. And so he like got down on one knee next to our bed and proposed to me in bed. And then Kristen and our friend Allie and a few other people were like outside with champagne. And he proposed. I said yes. And we all like drank in our PJs all day and like had champagne all day and just lounged around, which was like so fun. And I got to FaceTime everybody, including you, and like show everybody.
And I was like, oh, the nails, Janet. The nails.
Oh, I had like ratchet nails.
Oh, yeah. They
but
were
the
bad.
The only way he could surprise me, I'm on top of everything. Mm-hmm. If he's not home, if he says I'll be home at 6:30, it's 6:33. I'm like, where are you? Did you die in a car accident? What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Is there traffic?
No,
like,
I'm
what's
the same
going
way.
On? And so when he managed to propose and surprise me by doing it, it's because he got me unbrushed teeth, unbrushed hair, no makeup on, nails looking ratchet. But he did it. He surprised me. And it was
And the ring
lovely.
Is gorgeous.
Thanks.
Congrats.
I love it. I love it. I love it so much. Now we're both going through our stages together.
We got divorced together.
Uh-huh.
Now
we're single
engaged,
girls together.
The single phase. It was a fun time.
We
got
it out of our systems.
We did. And I felt like I kind of needed that.
Yeah.
Again, like I needed that second adult time of being single.
Totally. Now you just have to, I want to get pregnant like next year. It's time for summer number two.
No.
Yes.
No, you can have one like for her to play with, but I don't know. I might be a one and done.
What?
I don't
She's
know.
So, well, we've talked about this. She's so good that you'll never get a baby as good as her.
Yeah, I won't have a better pregnancy.
She's so happy.
I won't have a better baby.
I get that. But I feel like, what if you also get two of her?
But like, what if I have twins next time? I don't know that I don't know. I just know.
Fast forward to a year, it's going to be me and Gina on here being like, we're both pregnant.
I've heard that like when the baby's like around like two, that's when like you start to think, oh, we could do
you
this
miss
again.
You miss the baby phase.
Yeah, but see, like walking here's the thing is like I've never been the person who's like obsessed with babies. Yeah. Even now, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
But even with like most of my friends, they want to hold her, but I'm like, does that mean I have to hold yours? Like,
I like, don't want to trade.
I do like Ocean. They're like so similar in like size and everything. So like whenever I'm around, I'm like, can I hold her for just a second? Cause I just like want to feel another baby that's like her size, but all the bigger ones and then
Cruz
all the younger ones.
Huge.
Yeah. Like I'm sorry. I don't have the back to do. I don't know how Brittany does it.
Cruz is literally, I can't believe that he's like around the same age.
They're 2 weeks apart to the day.
So this weekend, we were at Kristen's. She just sold her house and it had like a going away party. And all four babies were there, which was amazing. I was like, literally, give me that baby. Give me this baby. Like holding all of them. It was so cute to see all of them together.
Hartford.
Oh, yeah.
And
they
Ocean.
Left right before
and
you got there.
And then we just saw Cruz. They were getting ready to leave too. Because I got there late. We were in Palm Springs.
Yeah. But I got to see all four babies that day. Yeah. And it was a smush fest and the best time ever. Yeah. It made me, my baby fever is through the roof now. It was so cute.
I see, and that's the thing, like, with me, I'm not, like, when people are like, oh my god, like, I miss, like, the newborn phase, and, like, they say, like, every stage is your favorite, and that's so true, because now I'm like, she can hold her head up, like, she smiles, she rolls over, like, she's so much more responsive and whatnot, like, it's so fun, but I'm like, I actually don't miss when I was so terrified and had to, like, support her head. Like, yes, I loved how tiny she was, but it's like, now I just feel so much more comfortable and confident with her. In
you
the
look
beginning,
back at the show.
It was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, you look, I mean, because
I had a dream her head fell off.
Oh my god, that's
it was terrifying
scary.
When I was pregnant. I woke up and I was like, I put it back on, but like, it was terrifying. So
now
like,
when you look back at the show, because she was what, a month old?
No, 2 weeks.
Oh, so now when you look back at that, you're just happy that you don't have the scary feeling of like something might happen.
But it's
happen
like,
to
oh,
her.
I love, she was just so tiny when I look back and like, I love that we have these moments documented on the show and YouTube because she was so itty bitty, but it doesn't make me want another.
Totally. But seeing,
I'm just so obsessed with her.
Now seeing her in real life and then seeing the show air and seeing Brock hold her at the show, I'm like, she literally looks like
oh
a beanie
God.
Baby
okay,
in his
so,
arms.
Funny story. So when we were at that play date, so they have to have a baby nurse and a baby teacher on set the whole time. And the baby nurse, she actually is a friend of Courtney Berman's. They went to like high school together.
I met her at the premiere.
Yeah. So she was watching the screen because they have to just like make sure like at all times eyes on baby.
Yeah.
So she's watching it. And my parents were also there because they had to take her back home after. And my mom said like Natasha's face was just like, he can't do that. She didn't realize that Brock's missing a finger and a half. She thought that he was strangling her when he was burping her. And so after the scene, like, I didn't know this was going on. She comes up to Brock and she goes, okay, your index finger, like, you can't put it on her throat. And he goes, I don't have that finger.
I actually heard this story from her at the premiere night. She was showing
so
when that
funny.
Aired.
She was freaking out. Like,
she was like, I felt so bad. I didn't know Brock didn't have a finger. I was like, yeah, he lost it to a crocodile, which I thought was a made-up story until I was over here recently. And I was like, I didn't want to ask. It's like one of those things you probably shouldn't ask about. But I think I had a little bit of wine, and I was like, Brock, what
Did
happened
you see
to
the
that
photos?
Finger? Yes, of him with his little hands.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I can't believe that.
Poor little baby.
And his dad shot the crocodile or...
Nuts. Yeah.
That is the most Australian
right?
shit
That's
I've ever heard. That is the most Australian thing I've ever heard.
I remember after, like, I met him and he had told Max this story. The next day I had interviews for, like, last season. And my producer was like, wait, so this guy you're dating, like, wrestled an alligator? And I was like... No, first it was a crocodile. I was like, wait, what? I was like, he didn't wrestle.
Did you realize at first when you first met him that he was missing a finger, or did he have to say
no,
something first?
No, I had sex with him and didn't realize it. And it's so funny because I remember that day when we were in bed and I was like holding his hand and my hand was like this to where like my ring finger and my pinky were touching.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. I think I did my hand wrong. And then I was like, wait, my pinky and my thumb are on the outside. But I was like,
oh my gosh.
So I just wasn't thinking. I just thought I was like holding his hand wrong. Didn't think anything of it. We've like been at a festival together. We've hung out several times. We've played pool. I did not notice at all. And so we're driving to a dispensary on our way back to LA from San Diego after like we just had sex for hours that first time. And he was like, oh yeah, by the way, he's like, crocodile. And I'm driving. He pulls out his hand and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh my God. And get this. So I'm just going to tell you the real story. So when we were in Australia.
My face is, I'm in shock right now.
This is now 6 weeks later. We're in Australia. We're at the zoo and we were getting like a private tour and we like got to like go and hug koalas. It was fucking awesome.
I did that
feed
with you
kangaroos.
Too.
Yeah. So we did that. And he adopted me a koala, having no idea I had already adopted someone a penguin. Oh, fucking hilarious. Oh. So then the tour guide was like, would you like to go to the crocodile exhibit? And I was like,
touchy subject.
And he was like, whoa, why not? And I was like, I don't know, like sore subject, you know? And he's like, what? And I'm like, your hand. You know, like, I don't want to like bring it up in front of the tour guide, but like, we probably don't want to go to the crocodiles.
It's like that happy.
And he goes, I didn't tell you that was a joke.
But it was serious when he was four, right?
It was when he was four, but it wasn't a crocodile.
Oh, okay.
No.
What's the Adam Sandler movie where the guy loses like a hand, his golf coach? Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That he loses it to an alligator, and every time he sees one, he like gets really spooked and scary. So I can understand why like maybe bringing Brock to a crocodile pit is not the best idea.
No, that's actually not what really happened. I know he did explain it on the show this season. Whether or not you'll see that scene, I don't know.
They better show that.
But he tells the real story. It was like a mechanical like gate that his hand got crushed in.
He fucking told me it was a crocodile.
I know. I'm telling you. He told me it was a crocodile.
He sat me down and told me, and I was so into this story.
When he was a kid.
I'm going outside of this room immediately after this, and I'm yelling at him.
When he was a kid, he got bullied really bad. So his mom and dad made up that story for him to tell the kids at school.
So they seemed tough.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Well,
so then it kind of stuck with him. But he forgot that he told me that and didn't tell me he was joking. So for 6 weeks, Max and I are telling everyone,
we can't see the crocodiles.
I'm like, this is the most Australian story ever. Like, he fucking wrestled a crocodile. Like, this is nuts.
I can't believe it was a gate.
No.
Now I'm upset.
Yeah, so.
I'm just going to tell people it was a crocodile. I, like, went home that night, and I was like, Jason, you're not going to believe this.
We've always told people that story, and most people believe it. Some people are like, there's no fucking way. But he tells it so convincingly. He's like,
he was like,
and
like
then
ball.
It rolled to the left. And so, yeah. But no, it wasn't. And I know that will come out eventually. I think he even explained it either on this podcast or on a vlog. I think we've talked about the real story.
I'm going with the real story.
Yeah.
I can't tell Jason it wasn't a crocodile.
No,
he'll
no,
be so
don't.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
I know. He's like so impressed with Brock's golf game.
Wait, to this day, I don't think I ever told Max that it wasn't a crocodile. I think he still thinks that.
Jason's like his golf game for like, he's like, you'd think like maybe missing a finger and a half would be like, would fuck up your golf game, but Brock's really good at golf. So I can't tell Jason that it was a gate.
Yeah.
It'll destroy everything.
Don't tell him. So yeah, that's the story of Brock's
hand. Wait, I want to hear how New York was.
Okay.
I want to talk about this episode and how Watch What Happens Live was. Because I feel like it was, I feel like this episode of any one that I've seen you go through over the years was probably one of the toughest to see.
Oh, yeah. I only watched it once when they sent it to us last week, and then I couldn't watch it again.
I can understand why.
Yeah.
It seemed like a
lot. And it's only going to get worse before it gets better.
Because you and Lala have made amends now. Like, we were, you know, all saw each other over the weekend, and you guys seemed totally fine, and it seems like you guys have been a lot better. But in interviews, you guys both had words for each other that I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I was like, did they watch this before they saw each other this weekend? Because this is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you guys did, but I'm like, I don't know how you guys do this
shit. No, we
talk
after each episode.
It was a lot. I mean, the stuff with okay, so I know Brock, and I've seen him as Summer's dad over here a million times, and that's how I know him. So, like, his past, like, at first when I met him, and then when you and I had a falling out, I was like, ooh, I don't know about this guy. Like, I had the same questions I feel like everybody else did seeing the show.
Yeah.
Now I see how he is, and I'm like, take notes, Jason, of, like, this is how, like, a dad is supposed to be and all of that, but I get seeing the bits that people did on the show, why people were like up in arms about him, why they like responded to the poll on Watch What Happens Live saying like,
yeah. And obviously when you know, this is all you're seeing, you know, that you haven't watched my YouTube, you haven't listened to us on the podcast.
Yeah.
You haven't really known our relationship for the past 2 years we've been together. I completely understand why people are like, oh my God, red flag, run. Totally. But I'm like, just keep watching. That's all I'm going to say. It's a long season. We've got a lot more episodes. Keep watching.
Yeah.
But Watch What Happens Live. So much fun. But
Your sister went with you to New York?
Yeah. And so she's really never gone with me before because when she turned 21, she was already working full time.
Oh, so she couldn't go to the clubhouse until she was 21?
I just wouldn't have taken her to New York, you know, before she was 21.
Yeah.
It's like just going out and stuff.
Right.
So she never went with me before
that
she was 21.
That shocks me.
And then she's worked full time. I know. So we're there with my gay friend, Devin.
Yeah.
And they've hung out several times, even like in New York. When she's been there without me, they've hung out. And he was like, I just can't believe you've never been here. I'm like, I know. Like, it was so much fun. So I absolutely love Shangela.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I knew fucking queen.
When we were there, all of her answers were amazing to everything.
Yeah.
Do you know if she was the Beyonce at Pride 2020 in the streets of West Hollywood?
Probably.
I feel like it was her.
I wasn't,
and I saw that
at
show.
That Pride.
And it was like amazing, but I'm 99% sure it was her.
Yeah.
She's amazing. I remember when we were over here like 2 weeks ago when Ariana was over here, when you found out who was going to be on Watch What Happens Live with you. You said it and you were like, oh my gosh. And Ariana literally fully fangirled out.
I know. I was like, I didn't want to tell her because I know she's such a big fan of that show.
She was like, you're so lucky. Oh,
I know.
God.
It was so much fun. And then, so get this. When we were talking before the show, I was like, we have a bunch of mutual friends I saw on Instagram. And she was like, who? I started naming someone. I was like, Chester. And she was like,
oh yeah.
Wait. She goes, how do you know Chester? I was like, I did a show with him in Vegas. She goes, I saw that show. Oh, and then she was like, wait, that was you?
She came to the show?
She came to my show.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I was just
dance.
Like, oh my God, small world.
That's funny.
So it was awesome. So much fun.
Did you feel like Andy grilled you at all? Did you feel under pressure? Because I watched it and then Jason popped in like at the end of the day when I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, wow, she's like holding her own pretty well, but this is tough. And I've seen...
It was everything I expected. I expected all of those questions like verbatim. Even Ariana texted me because I think she was looking at the tweets when he says like, you know, tweet any questions. She was like, be prepared for them to ask this, and I was like, and then they did.
Yeah.
So I think it was, which one did she text me about? About how, like, maybe not holding Brock accountable, but, like, going off on Lala. And I was like, you wouldn't have wanted to be in the house with Brock and I that night in Palm Springs.
I'm sure.
I think he was afraid.
He should have been.
It was not good.
I think it's good you held him accountable and owned up to that because...
Yeah.
People have this perception of you, and maybe it's been true in the past that you've like glazed over or made excuses for the people you've been with. And
yeah, see, and he like unfortunately has to deal with all of that now because of my past.
Right.
He doesn't just get smooth sailing with me.
They're like, are you making excuses for him or are you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you said, yeah, no, I chewed him apart that night.
I screamed like octaves that I didn't even know I could hit on the phone. The fact that he still drove to Palm Springs, obviously, he knew he needed to be there for me. But, like, I can't imagine what he was thinking on
car,
that drive.
That sounds like a car where you're, car ride where you're, like, you have no music on and it's silent. Mm-hmm. And you're holding on to the steering wheel and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I remember he was getting food on his way up that night. And I was so pissed because I was supposed to make us dinner. And then he was fucking golfing because that was his way of... dealing with it and just kind of like turning off before really dealing with it with me face to face. And I wasn't also, I was not actively like miscarrying at the moment. We found out the pregnancy wasn't progressing that day or I think the day before. I drove out to Palm Springs. I did want just like some time with just the cats. Like I didn't want to be around anyone for a bit. And then when I knew he was coming and then he said he was fucking golfing or I checked his location, he was golfing. That's when I just like lost it. And then I was like, oh my God, I've been here alone for 24 hours. I don't want to be alone anymore.
Yeah.
And then Lala's like, you said you wanted to be alone. And I'm like,
I did.
Because I did. But then I did not want to be alone anymore, whatever. But like, oh no, I went in on him, and yes, I remember him texting
me
like,
"Tough time.
I'm gonna pick up In-N-Out. Like, do you want anything?" I just like shut my phone off, like didn't even answer him. And he like came with food for me, and I was like, "No, I don't want that."
Yeah,
I wanted to make you
also sit the fuck down and let me tell you what's going on.
But like when I had the DNC procedure, like when I went through all of that, like obviously he was with me for those times.
Yeah, and he learned his lesson. It's probably, I mean, that was. How long were you guys dating when that happened?
Like 6 months.
Yeah. I know, and I hope he's learned his lesson that, like, when the big things happen, you come home.
Yeah, 100%. And it just, I mean, and that was, you know, a big, like, turning point, mm-hmm. I think, in our relationship, because he realized how bad I did need him and that he shouldn't have done what he did.
Right.
You know, like, that wasn't smart of him.
Totally.
Even if he was just like, look, I feel like I need to just go and shut off for like a couple hours. Yep. I'm going to be a little later. But like, he didn't even let me know.
Right.
So that's why I was pissed. So I'm like,
you check
his
location to find out.
Yeah.
Murder.
I was definitely prepared for that question. I was really hoping they asked the one about the name Madison.
Oh yeah.
Did you see my, my story today?
Yes. Your text with Rob.
So I just want to set the record straight on as many of my platforms as possible. I never wanted the name Madison. No offense to anyone named Madison. I was like, okay, I could like go, like I could call her Maddie, but like that was not in like my top 10 names for a girl ever. Rob liked that name, and it was like what Rob said goes. So he's like, when we have a girl one day, and that's why I was like, I was only saying that to try to like tell all my friends, like, I'm not crazy. Like, this guy just named our first child.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's not like out there blasting that he loves me in public, but like he
literally
said,
and then you're the one on camera repeating it and then looking like the person who's saying like, we're naming our first child.
No, but I'm like, no, this was him. So I text him the other day and he called me, he FaceTimes me. And I was like, okay, this is great, but I'm like, can you text me back? Because like, I need receipts, bitch. I need it in writing. I think I might have told you this, but I ran into him a few weeks ago, actually.
At Bryce Vine's show?
Yeah. So I go to this event with Brad at the Mondrian because Bryce was performing. And right when I saw Bryce, he's like, come backstage. He's like, but I just like want to give you a heads up. Rob's there. And I was like, that's okay. Yeah. I was like, I've ran into him already. I'm past that awkward like first time running into your ex. As we told the story on the podcast before, the first time when I ran into him, it was awesome. It was exactly how you would want
there.
It to go. Yes.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. So yeah, so I see him backstage and we're talking for like quite a bit. He was like, I just have like so many questions. And I was like, okay, like shoot, you know, like the show hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
He's like, has Brock tried your breast milk? I'm like, that's your first question? Like,
what?
So random. So then we're just talking about baby stuff and like he's a stepdad now. We're talking like how's each other's families doing and
that's
whatnot.
That's so funny.
And then we kind of like got into not necessarily why we broke up, but like our relationship. It was like the weird closure conversation that we never really had, and I didn't know, like I kind of still need it. It was like I still was harboring actual like hatred and just bad feelings towards him.
And the why. I feel like he kind of was just like blamed it on the show and a lot of other stuff,
so
but it was never really a personal thing.
That he was afraid, and he said he felt like he could never fully open up and like be himself being with me because he was always like afraid of how he would look on camera. Mm-hmm. Like he just wasn't
he's not the right guy.
Absolutely not. And he was like, but Brock, he's like, I feel like you've met your match. He is such a perfect fit for you. I'm like,
totally.
He is. I was like, main cast, remember first season? That's never happened
they
on our
Brock
show.
They gave Brock a tray and some drinks to
spill. So it was such a good conversation. Like I left that night being like, not like, oh, I want to keep hanging out with my ex, but I was like, wow, that was really good. Like I look forward to the next time I run into him.
And I'm happy where I am now and where he is.
I'm so happy. And that's the thing too. Like the first time when I ran into him, Brock and I had been dating 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I don't know if this is my forever.
Right.
It felt good just to be like, ha, look at my upgrade. Yeah. You know, I got the hot Aquaman Thor combo. But this time, now being engaged, I have a baby.
Yeah,
it just,
you're like, I'm
I looked
solidified.
Hot that night.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt so good seeing him.
100%.
So, like, I'm actually looking forward to seeing him again this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, this
is
will be fun.
Is he still with the other girl?
Yeah, they're still together.
He's still a stepdad.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But I just thought it was so funny that they, I was like, I text him this morning and I go, in all capitals, I was like, they legit asked me the question.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming.
Of course. Of course it. I feel like they have to play that back and make you face that.
You know?
Of course.
Of course.
I wanted to ask too about, I feel like I know your mom so well.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship that I saw with Brock and your mom.
Oof.
This episode was interesting, but also not surprising. And I've, like, my mom asked me about it, and she was like, do Brock and Erica really not get along? And I was like, no, they do. But I was like, one, I feel like your family is like mine, where we show love by, like, bickering and, like, being brutally honest with each other. And, like, if Brock was, like, tiptoeing around your mom or, like, didn't really say.
Oh, he's never tiptoed. He doesn't know what
that is.
But
that's, like, also, like, a love language, like, in your family. Like, yeah. You guys, like, your mom's, like, teases me all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, Janet's here again? Well, good thing I stopped talking shit about her before she walked in. I'm like, Erica. I'm like, you can't say that. It's, like, this teasing, bickering banter that you guys always have.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I was like, I feel like people might be like, ooh, they don't like each other. But I'm like, actually, I feel like it's like, sure, there are probably issues and problems that come up, but you guys are facing them head on. It's not like Brock's behind your mom's back or whatever.
Oh, no, he says it to her face.
Yeah. But like, that's also, I feel like, better than if he were being like, yes, Erica, sure, Erica, whatever. And then behind her back being like,
not that guy.
I hate that she's like, you know, so involved or is, you know, with the baby or whatever.
My mom's used to me being with guys who have done that.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, Shay, way more on the quiet.
Totally.
I don't want to say more respectful because like Brock respects my mom. Mm-hmm. He just has a funny way of showing it. I mean, he appreciates her so much. He tells her that all the time. He made her dinner every night when I was in New York and she was here helping. And, like, they have a great relationship and bond now.
Totally.
But it was definitely challenging in the beginning, especially because my mom is so involved and does help so much. And, yes, I pay her to be our full-time nanny.
So three things. One, your mom can hold her own. She can give it right back. And, like, I love your mom for that. Like, anytime I'm like, oh, this and this, she's like, oh, this? And I'm like, okay, wait, I forgot that you can dish it back. Like, all of that. And I talked to my mom today because she watched the episode and she was like, I don't think it's weird that Sheena pays Erica. She was like, sure, if she was just a Friday night babysitter, I would say, yeah, that might be a little bit weird if she's paying her. She's like, but if she needs somebody available all the time, wouldn't you rather have your mom be that person
100%.
Than a stranger and a babysitter? She was like, I would hope if I lived in California and I was close by and you had the ability to pay me instead of somebody else, if you needed somebody because you're working full time, I'd rather have it be me than a 20-year-old, you know, kid that you just hired off the street that you're not 100% sure about.
Totally.
And she was like, that makes sense. And then she was like, and then Sheena doesn't have to feel bad when she calls her mom up and says, I need you to come actually like tomorrow to do this or whatever, because then it's a mutual thing. I'm paying you, you're here when I need you, and I can trust you.
Totally.
And I thought that same exact thing.
And like, Brock knows, like, he so appreciates her, and he knows how fortunate we are. Like, when we go down, back down to San Diego for the winter, we're going to be there for a few months.
Yeah.
Just because I miss being there so much. And I'm like, we've been, you know, still filming interviews and, like, still really busy in LA. Then we were in Vegas, like, almost every weekend last month. So we just haven't been able to be down in San Diego much. I know the cats are happier there where they have stairs and just, like, more room. Like, we let them on the patio there sometimes. So we want to spend most of the winter down there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard, like, not having the help.
And I feel like that'll be the first time Brock's, not that he hasn't seen it already, but as soon as you guys can't be like, hey, like, mom, can you come over for, like, a couple hours, like, tomorrow afternoon or, like, tonight?
Yeah, we can't do that.
You know, you have to, like, plan it out more in advance. He'll probably realize, like, wow, like, Erica's actually, like, the best.
Yeah.
And it's way better than having somebody you have to have, like, hours around and, like, plan for and, like, you know, like, I know he joked and called her an employee, but she's, like, so much more than an employee.
Of
course. You know, and you can trust her. Like,
yeah. I don't trust anybody with my kid.
100%. I mean, and you, not that you shouldn't, but if you have the option, like, my mom's all the way in Ohio.
Yeah.
So, like, if I can get my mom to move out here when I have a baby, I would do the same thing. But if you have no other choice and I'm working and I have to hire somebody, that's what I am dealing with. But if I were you and I had my mom 45 minutes away and could do that, I'd do the exact same thing.
And I know Lala would do the same thing if she could too. And when her mom is in town, it is just, you know, her mom and her with
the baby. She brought her mom to Kristen's and her mom's like the exact same way. Like when like Ocean was napping, her mom like was right outside the room mm-hmm. or in the room with her, I think. And
yeah,
she doesn't utilize a nanny when her mom's in town. Yeah. Either.
But so it's like, obviously, like I understand. And I said this last night too. I'm like, she has to have a nanny. We work.
Yeah.
Like, and then especially with the babies and the baby nurse and the baby teacher, like it's a lot.
Yeah. I would much rather though. I feel like have my mom around.
100%. So yeah, sense. I was like, what did I say to Brock? We were talking about watching the episode back, something being awkward. And I was like, what's going to be awkward is when my mom's sitting next to you on the couch watching this episode with you for the first time. Have fun with that. Oh, because
you were in New York and it was just the two of them.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Did he say how it was?
So they FaceTimed me like when it was on. And he's like, I'm making your mom dinner right now. Then he's like, oh, Erica, this is the part. Yep, here's where I talk shit. Okay. But they got along good.
I mean, I get that. And like for Brock coming in, your mom and you guys, your whole family is so close. Mm-hmm. You guys all know what each other are doing all the time. You share locations. Yeah. So that's a lot coming into like, for me, like Jason and I's family are both in New York and Ohio. So we talked mm-hmm. to, I talk to my mom, like, let's be honest, like 8 times a day. Every time I'm driving, I call her.
Yeah.
But like Jason talks to his mom a few times a week. There are different family dynamics. So like mm-hmm. I'm sure Brock coming into your family, when your family's around so much, you guys talk so much.
Yeah, it's a different. Lot.
It's a lot, but it also is like very helpful when you have a baby.
Absolutely. I can understand. And now that like my sister's with us full time too, like that's such a big help as well. And it was so fun going to New York with her.
I know.
But I just
Courtney's the coolest.
She really is.
She's the coolest person I know in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She's so cool. Her outfits are so cool. She's so cool. She's so cool.
Calm, collected.
She's just like so put together in everything she does. I'm just like, Courtney, can I be you?
I know.
Like,
Yeah. No, she's the coolest.
If I could be her age and have her body and just her attitude, I would just thrive in life.
Yeah.
I would just really, really thrive.
She's perfect. Yeah. So it was a good time. I just felt like the whole time I was there, obviously, like, the biggest part of me was missing. I felt just on edge. Like, yesterday I had a big coffee. And then I was just, like, all day I just felt, like, jittery. Then I felt like I didn't get enough sleep because then it's, like, you know, you're losing hours. Yeah. And I just felt so off. And so I'm, like, getting glam last night and I was, like, y'all, like, I feel nervous. I don't know if it was the episode or, like, what questions I'm going to be asked, but I'm, like, I just felt so nervous. And then once I got out there and, like, Shangela was, like, so awesome.
She was great. She was, like, such a great, what do you call it, co-host, co-guest?
We were just both guests.
That was a good, and I feel like Andy asked hard questions. The polls are hard. Like, I don't know what I would do, like, seeing live plays of like, this is what America thinks of your relationship.
Yeah.
And this is what, you know, everybody has to say about it. And oh, they all voted no. Sorry. I would be bothered by that. But I felt like you held your own and you like answered questions truthfully and got to the point. And Andy's tough. He's, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? He doesn't hold back at all with anybody.
Yeah.
So I feel like you answered everything that you needed to and you answer the questions that everybody was wondering about after seeing the episode.
Yeah.
It was interesting. So,
yeah, it was fun.
It looked fun. Mm-hmm. I want to go to New York with Courtney.
Yeah.
And you, but Courtney mostly.
I'm hoping that, like, Brock and I go back and do the show together. Like, maybe for, like, our engagement episode.
I think that
would be fun.
I would love to see him on live TV.
Right?
Who knows what he's going to say.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
He's so brutally honest.
He really is. To a fault.
He doesn't hold back at all.
He's such an open book.
I'm sure there's sometimes where you want to pinch him, where you're like, stop.
Yeah,
like, don't.
I'm just like, dude, you don't have to tell everyone everything.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I feel like that's what made the show so interesting, but also got him in trouble this season. Like, he could have not shared very much. Mm-hmm. Like, he could have been, like, Charlie's boyfriend, not to say he did anything wrong, but, like, you know, just taken a step back and been like, you know, just somebody that's there to support somebody else. But he really showed himself and all of himself in a very honest way. And it's not like people, like, digging up this information about him. He's like, I have 2 kids. I haven't talked to them in 4 years. And, like,
he puts it all out there. And he's like, you know, if anyone's going to tell my story, it's going to be me.
Right.
And stay tuned, because, I mean, it gets ugly.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So we have some more things to get into. But before we do that, we're going to take a little break. Y'all, I've had these meals so many times now. I've talked about it on the podcast before. They are from Green Chef. They're amazing. Like literally the best home meal kits we have tried. I just had a blackened chicken, like a Cajun blackened chicken. So bomb. Also this like Caribbean spiced tilapia, I guess tomato, tomato. Am I right? So good. This was one of the fish that I wasn't really supposed to eat that much when I was pregnant. So I was so excited to try it. And so good. They have meal plans for every healthy lifestyle. You can do keto, paleo. They have plant-based diets or just, you know, if you want to have, like I do, the delicious but balanced dishes. They are so good, pre-portioned, easy to follow recipes. They are delivered right to your door. Eating well has never been simpler, and you don't have to worry about having to plan or shop, figure out what you're doing for dinner. Like, that is Brock and I's just, it's like a pet peeve. It's one of those things where, like, oh, what are we gonna have for dinner tonight? What, you know, it's just, you don't have to think about it when you have Green Chef meals. They also are America's number one meal kit for eating well, meaning they have the best meal kit, whether you're, like I said, keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, pescatarian, or you just want to eat more balanced meals. I personally hate going to the grocery store. Like, I will send Brock all the time. So you can avoid those long lines at the grocery store and get fresh premium ingredients delivered right to your door. And since Green Chef's ingredients are pre-portioned, you'll actually be reducing food waste by at least 25%. You guys can go to greenchef.com/Sheena125 and use code Sheena125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. Again, that is greenchef.com/Sheena125. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. So I don't know if you've tried these Green Chef meals, but they are amazing.
I haven't. I've tried some of the other ones, but I've heard Green Chef is amazing.
Yeah, so good.
It's just nice to not have to go to the grocery store sometimes.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be back.
Yes, I know. This is fun.
I also have to ask you something.
What?
I saw a couple of people sent me. So first of all, after the last episode I was on, I got so many awesome DMs.
There were like good reviews and stuff
too. Yeah, and I screenshotted you some like great DMs that I got. And everybody was super supportive and said that they loved hearing us back together, which I loved and like I'm super thankful for. It's always nice. Like it's nerve-wracking like coming on any public platform and like talking, especially when it's like right now it's just the two of us and we're like gabbing, and then I'm like, oh my god, wait, everybody's gonna hear everything we talked about. I forgot that it wasn't just us. So people DM'd me a ton of really supportive, nice stuff, which I super appreciated. A couple people DM'd me like in the last week or two a screenshot that Jamie sent or posted that she said that she's no longer going to be on the podcast ever again. And I'm wondering if that's because if anybody's like missed this, which maybe I'm sure a lot of people have, but Jamie, I think it was the Sir Rules or Pump Rules page.
One of the like fan pages,
posted the TomTom announcement saying that they were requiring negative COVID tests or vaccinations to come to the bar. And I think everybody has their right to choose. I'm vaccinated personally, but a lot of people have reasons that they don't want to.
Yeah.
It's a tough subject, and it's something I don't like arguing because everybody has such strong opinions on what they believe. And it's like, you're not going to change anybody's minds.
No.
So, like, I got my vaccine. If you didn't, I'm not going to pick a bone with you about it because I know that your reasons are probably set in stone.
Right.
There's nothing I can do about it. But I did see that she commented on one of the fan pages about the TomTom post saying something disagreeing with their choice to require vaccinations and negative COVID tests to enter the bar. And I commented something back about an article that she had posted saying like, hey, this might not be the best source and here's why. And it ended up being like 20 comments long. And I was like, why did I pull this string? This was just...
And on, I'm like, not a fan page that has, like, 400,000 something followers, I was just like, ugh.
And it's one thing, to be honest, if it wasn't such a public thing, for me, I was like, you know, TomTom is making a business decision.
Right.
That they feel
they're
like is
making what's best for
their
them.
Employees, their customers. You know, they looked at the situation and said, how can we make everybody safe? And they made a decision and they announced it. And so I was kind of in my head like, you know, I don't think it's right that she's commenting on our friend's business decision. And I kind of am going to put my two cents in. And it got and then ugly other fast. Friends
chimed in, and it was a whole thing.
It was a big thing. So then a week or two ago, a bunch of fans of the podcast messaged me and said, Jamie posted this, and it was a screenshot of her saying, it was like a Q&A, and somebody saying, are you going to be on Shenanigans again? And she said, like, no, and wrote, like, a paragraph saying, I wish them all the best, and I wish Sheena the best with it, but I won't be on again. And I'm wondering if you think that that's because I was on after this argument, and if it's, like, a permanent thing, or if you knew that she was going to post that in advance.
I didn't know she was going to post that. So I saw that, and, I mean, it was super sweet. And, like, her and I, we're good. Yeah. We're still friends. We still talk several times a week. We're in a good place. We just did dinner last week at Sugar Taco.
Yeah.
But as far as the podcast went, it was like, I so appreciated how much time and effort and work she put in, as did you in the past, you know? So it was hard for me because, you know, she wasn't obviously happy about how that situation went. And then I told her you were doing the episode out of respect. You know, I gave her a heads up. Yeah. And it was like, at the end of the day, you know, it is my show. And right. I wanted you to be on it. I didn't know that that was going to snowball like into her never wanting to do the show again.
And to be honest, like, I think, you know, that makes me sad because I think Jamie was great on the show. And yeah. I think that there's room for lots of opinions and lots of conversations. And I don't think it should be one or the other. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, loved her on it, and there's space for everybody. I wish you wouldn't draw a line in the sand like
that.
Well,
yeah, even when my sister and I did a Patreon podcast and we addressed it because a few questions came in asking, like, where's Jamie been? And I was like, I mean, I just assumed, you know, like, she was still going to come back.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, this is like a good opportunity to get some guests back on, you know, have some other co-hosts. And then when I saw that was posted on Instagram, I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I guess she's not coming back
again. I guess then
ever.
We're just going to, you know, stay friends and not work together on the show anymore. And that's totally fine.
Yeah, totally. And I hope that changes because I think there is room for all of those things. Like, yeah. I think there's room for Jamie to have her voice and me to have my voice and you to have guests and it to be your show overall, you know? And I hope she changes her mind about that because I also don't want to be... Yeah, no, same,
because I know people loved listening to her on the show and, like, you know, people have been asking, like, when's Jamie coming back? And then when I saw that, I was like, oh.
I guess she's not.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a bummer, and totally. It sucks that I would hope would be like a debate instead of an argument turned into that, but maybe she'll change her mind in the future.
Yeah, the door's always open. I wasn't closing it. I was just like, I just think for right now, you know, let's get back to doing some interviews.
Right.
And like, I think I almost have the Zoom thing figured out. It was definitely better last week's episode. We did a Zoom podcast with a guest. His name's Rob Dial. He's amazing. He's called the Mindset Mentor.
Ooh, okay.
And yeah, he has like these like 19-minute little podcasts. He does 3 or 4 a week, actually. And he was great to have on, but I was like, okay, I need to get this Zoom audio figured out. So I got a new mic that plugs into the computer, but then his audio still sounded better than mine. And I was like, God damn it. Why can't I figure this out?
We're old. That's why.
Yeah. But soon I should hopefully be in a new studio with a new company.
I'm so excited.
So yeah, it's just, you know, contracts take a while.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for that. And in the meantime, you know, I'm happy to have you here again.
Yay.
I love doing the show with Brock. Like, my sister, now that she's with us working full time.
Keep it new and mix it up and have fun.
Yeah. And you know what? Hopefully another Jamie episode too.
Yeah, I hope so too. I think that I think that she did great things for the show. And
yeah. Yeah, both of you like put so much, and it's like, you know, I always appreciated how much time and effort you put into it for free.
Totally.
You know, you're just donating your time because you want to help me out. And I have always loved and appreciated that. And
I appreciate that. And I always had so much fun. We did so many fun guests and so many fun things. It was like, It never once felt like work, so.
Yeah. There's room for everyone on Shenanigans.
I'm saying there's room for everyone, too. I think that that's a good attitude.
Like, I would love for the three of us to do a podcast together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be what I'm going to manifest.
I'm not against it. I would happily do a podcast with Jamie.
Yeah.
I don't think she would at the moment. And that's fine. Like, but I also, I don't know. I guess I can say agree to disagree on some things.
Mm-hmm.
And my point with responding to her comment on something was never to start a feud or anything like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a reasonable debate and say, hey, did you ever look at it this way? And maybe I can see points that you're making and we can somehow come to an agreement here.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way. But mm-hmm. I don't think that there's just because I've come on that she shouldn't, or I would never say if she's back on again, I'm never coming back on again.
Yeah.
Like I do think there's room for everybody and agree to disagree.
Yeah. For sure.
We'll see.
Stay tuned.
We'll see.
But thanks for joining me again.
Thanks for having
me. We should definitely do this more because
it's
so fun having you back.
Let's do it.
I can't wait to get into a new studio soon.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't wait to put headphones back on.
I know.
I'm doing this like raw dog people.
I do have a headphone splitter, so if you bring headphones next
honestly,
time.
Honestly, every time we did the
podcast.
Do you
still have the headphones I gave you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I have the pink box and everything. Aww. Every time at the studio, though, when I wore my headphones, I remember afterwards, I have such like pointy big ears that when I would take my headphones off, I'd be like, my ears hurt. Like
yeah.
They were like sore afterwards. But I'll put headphones back on for you.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for listening. And be sure to, you know, go give us a review. Doesn't even have to be 5 stars.
It does have to be 5 stars. And when you give the 5 stars, mention it's because of Janet.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Sheena Shea. Shea FK.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.